We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now partly cloudy and 72 degrees. A tornado struck Baytown, Texas near Houston Wednesday. The part of Tropical Storm, Tropical Depression Imelda. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says the damage done to the town could have been much worse.
Some of the best words I heard, though, were from one of the homeowners that said, everything's destroyed, but everyone's alive. He said all of his damage was caused in about 2 minutes.
Right.
It was a miracle because he was inside the house when it happened.
What's left of the storm continues moving slowly inland and is expected to produce more rain through the end of the week. One person suffered critical injuries in a motorcycle crash in Butler County overnight. The accident happened at Southeast 210th Street and Coal Creek Road east of Douglas. The motorcycle was reportedly the only vehicle involved. A man has died after his car collided with a truck and landed in a pond in northwest Sedgwick County Tuesday night. 58-year-old Clifford Bliss of Sedgwick was submerged in the pond before he was pulled out by firefighters. He later died at a hospital. The driver of the truck, 37-year-old Jeffrey Dirks of Halstead, was not injured. Investigators say Bliss ran a stop sign at 167th Street West and 109th Street North. The Sedgwick County Commission has heard another request for a group home for foster children in the southern part of the county.
The commission originally heard the request on July 17th, and it was returned to the Metropolitan Area Planning Commission for more study. The home in the 8300 block of South Hydraulic would house six children. The commission heard public comments both for and against the proposal.
I ask that you, county commissioners, approve this conditional use request and help put some family structure and care into the lives of two more young people in Sedgwick County.
I'm begging you. We can't get the issue of the water resolved out there. We don't want the rezoning out there either.
In the end, the board voted 3-2 to deny the conditional use permit for the group home. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Governor Laura Kelly thanked first responders from Kansas who helped with hurricane recovery efforts on the East Coast.
Volunteers from around the state provided aid and medical care to people impacted by Hurricane Dorian. Red Cross volunteer Gary Conner tells KSN News he rode out the storm with a family at a shelter in North Carolina.
We made sure everybody was okay. You know, we put them up in a motel for the night, and financially, we gave them a little money just to try to get back on their feet and get adjusted.
The Red Cross now says volunteers are on standby in case they're needed to help with flooding relief in Texas. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
President Trump was touting the effectiveness of newly constructed barriers as he toured the U.S.-Mexico border Wednesday. Fox's Trace Gallagher reports.
The final stop of his three-day trip out west, President Trump toured a new section of the border wall south of San Diego, boasting that it, quote, can't be climbed, and saying the federal government had 20 skilled mountain climbers try and scale the structure, but they were unsuccessful. The president also pointed out the wall is built of concrete and rebar, making it tough to cut through or knock over, and that it retains heat.
You won't be able to touch it. You can fry an egg on that wall. It's very, very hot.
Meantime, critics continue to say that new wall construction is scarce. When asked why Mexico isn't paying for the wall, the president dodged, saying Mexico is paying for troops to stem the flow of migrants.
The president and his administration have said they plan on building between 450 and 500 miles of fencing along the nearly 2,000-mile-long border by the end of 2020. A civilian employee for the Barton County Sheriff's Office has been charged with rape. Barton County Attorney Levi Morris says 64-year-old Jimmy Hapes of Great Bend was charged Wednesday after he turned himself into county officials. Hapes is a civil process server for the Sheriff's Office in Barton County. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, now 6:10. 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Unfortunately, today the gasoline price is still not moving. They jumped up to $2.45 a gallon on Monday, and well, that's what I'm still seeing out there, $2.45 a gallon. I did see one station a little bit lower out there, 47th Street South and Hydraulic, and they were at $2.43, so a couple of cents off there. But pretty much everyone's still at that $2.45 a gallon mark out there. Traffic update. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast on this Thursday morning with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear and warm start to the day in Wichita, it's going to be sunny and breezy, around 90 for the high this afternoon. Tonight, clouds increase as Gulf moisture comes in from the south, our low 68, and we could see a few thunderstorms on Friday with a high 82. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And right now, we have a partly cloudy sky, not much wind out there this morning, southeast at 6 miles per hour and 72 degrees. Another sunny, breezy, warm day across central Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature was 92 degrees, still 10 degrees above normal, which is 82. And as I was looking at the what we had the day
before. It's still summer out there.
Tuesday was almost the very same, 92 and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Summer's still here for another day or two, so we'll just have to endure it. Talk about some of that heavy rain down there, flooding in parts of Texas. Tropical Depression Imelda hanging on down there and just dropping lots and lots of rain. And people are having a tough time with rain and Imelda down there in southeast Texas. 612 Steve and Ted, this is September 19th, 2019. On this date in 1881, the 20th President of the United States, James A. Garfield, died 2.5 months after being shot by Charles Guiteau. Chester Alan Arthur became president. There was a book out, and well, it's you know, you can get it now, but it was a bestseller, a new bestseller a couple of years ago, Destiny of the Republic, A Tale of Madness, Medicine, and the Murder of a President, and it's about Garfield and this incident.
Yep.
That I didn't know anything about, and I picked it up a few years ago, and it was fascinating, and I didn't know much about Garfield. He was from Ohio, apparently an up-and-coming young politician there when he was elected president. And what happened is when he was shot, these people came up and somebody actually stuck their dirty finger right in the bullet hole.
Yep.
And from there, it went downhill. The poor man was treated by, Alexander Graham Bell came in and tried to find the bullet. Mm-hmm. You know, and he deteriorated, went down and down for weeks and weeks, and then finally died. This is an interesting book because they didn't know anything about,
they didn't know much about medicine at all.
Antiseptic or anything like that.
Yeah.
And he paid the price. Maybe they learned something from it, and we can benefit from it today. After a 3-year closure, the Washington Monument is reopening to the public. The 555-foot stone obelisk closed in September 2016 in order to replace the aging elevator and upgrade security systems. I did not know that. I wasn't aware, I guess, that it's been closed since 2016. The monument will reopen to the public at noon today, and First Lady Melania Trump is expected to attend the ribbon-cutting ceremony. The monument has been closed for most of the past 8 years.
Yeah.
An August 2011 earthquake left cracks in the stones near the top of the obelisk.
Mm-hmm.
It reopened in 2014, but National Park Service officials were forced to close it again 2 years later after a series of elevator breakdowns. So the monument was completed in 1884, remains the tallest building in Washington, and it averages about 500,000 visitors per year. And if you've never been there, it's right, it's within brief walking distance of the White House. And it's something to see.
My brother's, be good for people to be able to get up to the top of that now.
My brothers and I were. I wonder if the stairs were still open because my brothers and I took the stairs, climbed the top. Took quite a while. The two of my brothers, my older brother Don, who was quite a bit smarter than us three, took the elevator and he was up there waiting and drinking a little Coke or something. Yeah, you guys okay? Well, man, it's a long walk, but you get quite a view. When you get to the top of the... I'm glad it's reopening. That's a national treasure. I'm glad it's reopening. I guess everybody is. Okay, we had National Cheeseburger Day yesterday, and we had a ball with this. Talking about it on the radio, and I did something on my personal Facebook. mentioned that I eat my cheeseburgers with mustard, pickle, and onion.
Right, right.
That's the best way I like it. I got a reply from an old friend, Jason Drake. Jason, if you've listened to radio in Wichita for a while, Jason was a program director at the old KFH back in the 80s. And he's in Lawrence or somewhere like that. But anyway, he responded, Steve, you're in good company when it comes to how you like your burger. I asked Dave Thomas, that's Where's the Beef Wendy's, Dave Thomas.
Dave Thomas, yeah, yeah.
When he was in Wichita once, how he liked his burger, and that's exactly what he said. Pickle, onion, mustard.
Oh.
He said the mustard goes on the meat, not the bun. Well, I never thought of it that way. Isn't that interesting? I usually put the mustard on the bun, but anyway.
What difference would that make?
I don't know, but apparently
Dave Thomas says it makes a difference. Yeah.
I'm not going to argue with the guy who created Wendy's, but isn't that interesting? And then last evening, my family and I had a cheeseburger, each of us, down in the Delano area.
Yeah.
And we took the girls and my twin granddaughters shopping. Today is picture day, photo day. So
today's photo day.
Yeah, and so anyway, it was interesting because I had my cheeseburger. I put everything on there, mustard and pickle and tomato. But one of my granddaughters had a chili cheeseburger. And my daughter—that's
good. I like that.
My daughter had a mushroom cheeseburger.
I will enjoy mushrooms on a burger too.
So it was a little bit of quite a variety there, but anyway, National Cheeseburger Day is behind us, and we'll have another one next year, and we can talk about it again. As we do, we like to talk about cheeseburgers and food and what we put on them. Here with Steve and Ted. Coming up on 6:18 now, Steve and Ted in the morning, and we've got Jad Chambers on the sports desk this morning. And I know that we had an interesting game again with the Royals in Oakland. They've had some interesting games out there. They had another interesting game yesterday. Did they not, Jad?
Well, yeah, I would say it was interesting.
I'd say interesting.
Sure. Yeah, especially if you like pitching. And,
yeah, if you like
and
pitching.
Good and defensive plays out there.
No hitting. Yeah, there you go.
Because it was quiet offensively yesterday.
Yes, sir.
Between Kansas City Royals in Oakland taking on the Athletics. Danny Duffy for the Royal goes 7 innings, only allows 2 hits.
Wow.
He was dueling with Homer Bailey for the A's.
Wait a minute. Is that Homer Bailey that used to be with the Royals? That same Homer Bailey?
Homer Bailey went 7 innings, only allowed 3 hits while striking out 11.
Wow.
Striking out 11 in that game.
So we traded this guy, right? Okay, good.
Yeah. The game went 9 full innings. No one scored a run. So we had to go to the 10th, and then we had to go to the 11th. Now, the Royals managed to load the bases in the 11th. With 2 outs, and up comes the AL home run leader, Jorge Soler. You heard it last night right here on KFH.
The bases are loaded for KC. Starling third, Merrifield second, Mondesi first. Wendell Ken ready, the pitch. A swing and a miss on a breaking ball, and down go the Royals. They leave the bases loaded. Soler's strikeout means the Royals have struck out 19 times in only 11 innings.
That's
wah,
right.
Wah, wah.
I baited you a little bit for that one. Yeah, he struck out right there. And so on to the bottom of the 11th, and Oakland wins it. They got a walk-off walk-off RBI double. Oakland wins it 1-0. They take 2 out of 3 of the series. The road trip continues tonight in Minnesota. The Royals begin a 4-game series with the Twins, and you can hear it over on KFH 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Pre-game start at 6 o'clock.
They're getting a travel day? They have to play
no,
the
they're
night?
Play, yeah, they're playing
wow.
the night. Yeah.
Got on the plane, and here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're they're already on it.
They're there.
Okay. High school football Thursday night, 2 area games. First in the City League, Southeast is hosting North High, each team looking for their first win of the season. And then in Andover tonight, the Trojans are looking for their first win of the season against the 1-1 Goddard Eisenhower. So, Eisenhower versus Andover tonight in Andover. The Wichita State volleyball team scheduled to travel to Nebraska for a pair of matches in the Creighton Blue Jay Classic today at 3 o'clock. The Shockers have a match against number 15 Creighton. And then tomorrow afternoon, the Shockers face Wyoming. On Saturday, it's a big one for the Shockers. WSU going to Lincoln on Saturday. They'll be taking on the number 1 Cornhuskers. So,
oh boy.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be a big one there in Lincoln on Saturday. But today, it's 3 o'clock versus number 15, Creighton. And, Steve, is it too early to talk Wichita State baseball?
We've got a game coming up.
We do.
Yeah.
It's an exhibition game. Wichita State baseball, some exhibition action this weekend. They're hosting Nebraska in a fall game. And, well, with some comments about that this morning, here's Wichita State brand new head coach, Eric Wedge.
Without a doubt, Saturday's a special day for us. In a lot of ways, it's a starting point for these young people, for myself. But regardless of what happens, we'll have something to work off of, and that's a positive. Well, I'm excited for us. I'm excited for the players, more importantly, just to play somebody in a different uniform. They've been playing so many inter-squad games, been practicing, working hard. But at some point in time, you got to play somebody else on the other side of the field. So we're looking forward to doing that on Saturday.
That's Shocker baseball on Saturday.
Maybe the Shockers will give him a wedgie.
Going for that one. And that was that game versus Nebraska Saturday at X Stadium. 2 p.m. if you want to check it out.
Yeah.
And if you want to follow Shocker baseball, Wichita State baseball unveiling a new social media campaign. The campaign based primarily on social media, giving Shocker baseball fans a chance to see behind-the-scenes footage of how Wedge and the players are preparing for the upcoming season and engaging with the community. You want to look for this, find it by searching the hashtag driving success, and that's replacing the final two S's in success with the number 22.
Okay.
That's, of course, a nod to Eric Wedge's number, 22.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, so driving success, hashtag driving success with those last two S's as a 2, and you can follow Shocker baseball. And that's sports on Steve and Ted in the Morning.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Predators lurk in Montgomery County, Maryland. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.